Caroline. Hi, Caroline. What's on your mind?
I have a friend that was born with type 2 diabetes. He has a twin brother who has the same thing, and their eyesight is both going. Eyes bleed, and they have to go in for shots. Would that formula for the macular degeneration help?
Well, ma'am, when you say their eyes are bleeding, does that mean it's the so-called wet macular degeneration with new blood vessels growing, and those are the ones that are bleeding, or is it just plain old bleeding?
I don't know. They just say that their eyes are bleeding, and they have to go in for shots.
Okay. Well, what the shots are usually given for is when those abnormal blood vessels are growing across the back. But I don't usually hear about bleeding with that. So that's a possibility, but not a certainty. So let's just approach both of them. If it happens to be the type where there's no blood vessels growing across the back, and that is called dry macular degeneration, then sometimes bleeding happens because the blood vessels have gotten so weak back there. It's got nothing to do with new blood vessels. It's weak ones. And that I would leap all over with some hawthorn, which approximately 3 centuries ago, I am not kidding, was found to be one of the best things out there to strengthen blood vessels. And there's a company down in Oregon for whom I do not work and do not receive any money called Wise Woman. And they've got a hawthorn in a gel form. Makes it a bit more palatable and easy to take a bunch of it, because you got to take if your blood vessels are bleeding. You might ask that person, that individual, does he or she bruise easily? Because if that's happening, then we do have weak blood vessels for sure. Anyway, got to take about a teaspoon a day of the stuff for a while until our blood vessels get strong enough, and then we have to cut back. Now, let's say on the other hand, it's the so-called wet macular degeneration. That's the one where the blood vessels are growing across the back of the eyes, and that's the one where I don't usually hear about bleeding. I just hear my vision's getting blocked by those blinking blood vessels. Okay, what can we do about that? Well, there actually is a supplement out there called Bindweed, B-I-N-D-W-E-E-D. It has a much longer Latin name, and it actually helps to cut back on the growth of brand new blood vessels. I am not kidding. There's research literature about that. And I'm not going to tell you it totally cures this growing across the back of the eye blood vessel thing, which is called wet macular degeneration. But I am going to tell you, if we can slow down the growth of new unwanted blood vessels in that problem, we're getting somewhere. So I'd go look that up online, Bindweed, and it's also called angiogenesis. That just means building new blood vessels. And read about it, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
How much of that would they take?
Well, again, I'd have to check with Tawny and see how many milligrams are in there. But I'd say it would take at least, in per capsule, I'm saying, but I'd say it would take at least 1 to 2 grams a day. Very fortunately, this Bindweed is relatively safe stuff.
Okay, and does Tawny or you have your formula for when you're first coming down with a cold that you're supposed to take so much vitamin C, E, and all that stuff?
Oh, ma'am, we sure do. I got that right here. Now, that one is one I work with all the time, so here we go. The first two things came from New York State Journal of Medicine. No kidding, they found that 81% of the people who were first coming down with a cold, if they hit it with these two things right away, woof! It was gone within a day or two. Okay, the first thing was vitamin A, and it was 150,000 units a day, which sounds like a hell of a lot, excuse the language, but unless you're pregnant, it's not going to hurt a thing. It'll only hurt a fetus, because we're only doing this for 2 or 3 days, and then we're knocking it back. So it's 150,000 units of vitamin A a day, and then one-tenth
of that.
Did you say
for 2 or 3 days?
2 or 3 days. Most it was three in the New York Journal of Medicine, and the New York State Journal of Medicine. And then the second thing that they published in there, besides the vitamin A, was vitamin D, and it's one-tenth the amount of the vitamin A. So if the vitamin A is 150,000, the vitamin D is 15,000. And that went on for 3 days, and then they told them stop. And 81% of those people, their cold and or flu was gone in the first 2 days, ma'am. Now, about the vitamin C, I throw that in there because if we happen to be any living critter except for humans or monkeys or the few species who don't make their own vitamin C internally, whenever any of those critters gets an infection, the liver starts pouring out a whole bunch more vitamin C. It's just made from blood sugar. Humans are, unfortunately, handicapped. The DNA for doing that is missing. Even though the DNA for the first 3 steps are missing, the 4th step is missing. So at that point, we take the vitamin C to however much our bowels can tolerate without getting socially unacceptable with gas and loose bowels. And for most people, that's 6 to 8 grams a day, and spread over the day, of course, not all at once. And if we do that with the vitamin A and D, we're even more likely to get better.
Is that ascorbic or no?
I'd go with the sodium ascorbate. It's called buffered vitamin C because it's for some people, the ascorbic acid in those quantities is a little rough on the tummy because of the acidity of the acid. So there is out there a product called buffered vitamin C, and it's certainly got the same amount of vitamin C, but instead of the acid, it's the alkaline form.
Okay, good. Thank you. Since you have so few callers, could I ask you another question?
Well, actually, another couple of people called, but you can hurry because we'll get to the top of the hour for everybody.
Okay. I thought I read or heard one time, a long time ago, that white vinegar is bad for you. It's only for cleaning things. Is this true? I don't know where my source was. What do you think of white vinegar?
Let me put it another way, ma'am. There are things in other vinegars that actually are good for us, and the white vinegar doesn't have any of those things in it. I wouldn't necessarily call it bad unless I got me a box of pH strips. And, for example, all the compounding pharmacies sell those. Some of the health food stores sell them. We just stick them under our tongue in the morning and see what the pH is. And if we're using enough white vinegar that we go to acid, which is generally defined as below 6 at 5.5 or 6, then we probably don't want to be using that much. But it's not because of the white vinegar itself. It's because of the acetic acid that all vinegars contain. So check your pH if you're going to use white vinegar.
I don't. Sure. I was afraid to.
Okay. Well, you can find out if it's making you too acidic. You got to back off on that.
Okay. So you say it is consumable.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.